the ad that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. And I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, everything that is done in secret will be revealed. Nothing can be hidden. The truth of all matters will be brought out into the open so the societies of the world can see the true story, the rest of the story. Nothing will be hidden. I am going to begin with, I don't want you to be alarmed. I don't want you to be disturbed. I don't want to ruin your week. It may, what I'm going to present to you today may ruin your week. But we have to talk about the wicked, the evil people, and the political parties of this country, of America, and the leaders of this nation, beginning with Jimmy Carter. You see, Jimmy Carter, people think, well, this was just a humble Christian man who does good things for people. He builds homes, he builds shelters, he this and that. Well, we wouldn't be in the mess. America would not be in the mess it's in presently. Donald Trump would never have been able to be bounced out of his position as president if it hadn't been for Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the president, el presidente, of the globalist state of America that started a system of control that is in place presently. This system is part of the COG, continuity of government system here in America. The continuity of government agencies, one of the most powerful of these agencies is the Senior Executive Service. If it had not been for Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Barry Satoro, would never have been able to remain in power during the time of Donald Trump's first term in office, and now his second term in office. If it hadn't been for Senior Executive Services, Jimmy Carter, everybody think that this was a benevolent king of America. This man was anti-Christ, anti-God, masquerading as one of the lambs of God, but he was a wolf. And so Jimmy Carter, during his administration, there was a Christine Marcy, it's a name you should remember, a brilliant evil girl, and her brother Field McConnell. Many have never heard the name Field McConnell, never heard the name Christine Marcy. Christine Marcy is tied in powerfully. She's very, very secretive. But she is the individual who had the abilities to create an agency within the United States government that is being used from that time to the present. But it really was, it was there, you might say, to some degree, it was there, it wasn't needed. It didn't need to be really, I'm trying to think of the right word, dormant, there, dormant, with power. And at some point in the future, they would have to use this agency, one of the systems in the continuity of government agencies. And it was used and by Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I don't want you to be disturbed, but you need to know the truth. During the end of Obama's administration, he appointed 7,000 plus individuals into positions in senior executive service. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election, but Obama, being the idle shepherd that he is, he wasn't going to take any chances, and he appointed 7,000 individuals in the agencies in this government. They cannot be fired. They've been appointed. The laws of this land, which you would think would have the power and a way in which to fire these people, were deactivated, powerless, null, void. We'll be back. 1360 KHNC is the website you go to for podcasts.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack
Senior Executive Services. People of this nation don't pay attention to what laws are passed. Agencies, we're too busy. Too busy trying to make a living. Christine Marcy, a brilliant, brilliant individual in my understanding and studies. She is in the occult. And the people that are in her sphere of influence are in the occult. She is not naturally, to a degree, she is naturally brilliant. Just naturally. But her great brilliance comes from the other side, down the rabbit hole, another dimension. Many of these people that are in the occult, they may have a brilliance about them, mental abilities, but what makes them different is through the power of the occult and demons and torture. When they were abused, when they were maybe young, in the covens that they're members of, the agencies in the United States government that have a military agencies, agencies like any agency that has done MK Ultra experimentation on individuals. They, to these individuals, they increase their IQ. They become, their memories are better. They remember. There was a woman that was Henry Kissinger's mule. She had photographic and audiographic memory. I'm trying to think of her name right now. She wrote a couple of books. I think one was called The Beautiful Side of Evil. I'm trying to remember. I didn't plan to go this direction. I have too much to try to remember, and I haven't been abused, tortured. I haven't been part of MK Ultra programming. I have just the natural abilities that God gave me at birth. And then my education through the years. I haven't been tortured. I haven't been forced to murder anybody. I haven't been traumatized, other than the paddlings I'd get from my father, the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I learned something because I was a good student. Pain to the brain, that's the way people learn. Pain on the hind end reaches the brain and you learn. But not in America. Not in this fallen nation. Destined for eternal fire as a country, as a landmass. And many of the people in this nation destined for eternal, their eternal rewards because of their evil. But anyhow, Christine Marcy. We don't know what happened to her in her early childhood, but she is brilliant. She works for Jimmy Cotta, and she develops a strategy to control every single agency in the United States government. I don't remember how many agencies there are. I should actually Google it and see. Not Google it. I'll DuckDuckGo it or some other search engine. Bureau of Land Management. The people that will be appointed to lead that agency will be a globalist. Every agency, they're globalists. Everyone has been told that they will further the globalist agenda. They will further the agendas of empire. And so here you had an agency, senior executive service, basically sitting dormant until Barack Obama is ready to leave office. And he knew the only way for him to control the future of America, he would control it. And to avoid any type of punishment for not only himself, but for all of the other individuals that were part of his strategy, was to place individuals in the FBI, in every agency, intelligence agency, in the military. It goes on and on. So this is the legacy of James Earl Carter. James Earl Joe Kennedy Carter. Not even the son of James Earl Carter Sr. The son of Joseph Kennedy. The half-brother to John, Robert, Edward, the Kennedy families. This is who Jimmy Carter is. You have one brother who had a conscience that was going to stop the plans of the globalists in America in 1961 when he became president. He's assassinated because he decided to go a direction that these powers that be could not allow. And he was assassinated for it by the CIA. And because of this assassination, the globalists maintained control. Then his brother Robert, who was brilliant, brilliant, he, Robert, should be and is credited for those that study history. He is the individual that is credited, actually, with keeping us out of nuclear war with Russia. He is the one, he's the individual who was so brilliant and had the ability to negotiate. He kept America out of a nuclear war with Russia. Robert Kennedy. I love the Kennedy family. Their father joined secret societies, brought a curse on the Kennedy family. Yes, Joseph Kennedy, he brought a curse on his children and his grandchildren because of joining secret societies, the main one, Pilgrim Society, out of New York City. He wanted to play the game. He wanted to be allowed to participate in a world that is hard to get into. And to do that, you have to swear allegiance to the devil. Well, he did. He brought a curse upon his family. But then, his illegitimate son, Jimmy Carter, continues the lineage of evil. In my personal view, in my studies, Lillian Carter gives birth to little Jimmy Kennedy Carter. American people, nothing will be hidden, nothing will be, everything will be exposed. I am a firm believer, like many of you in this audience, that God's word is true. It will not return to him void. It is a word of power, more powerful than any law, anything written by man. It's eternal, his eternal word. If he says everything will be brought out in the open, everything will be revealed, what is done in secret will be made known, shouted from the rooftops, spoken in the ear, then it's true. And this is what is happening in America right now. All the occult world is being exposed. All the people that have been involved in making America what it is from its infancy, from the time we became a nation, according to Isaiah chapter 47. We were conceived as a nation in witchcraft. The sorcerers that have been in England and in the nations in Europe, helping those nations to become powerful. The same principle applies to the United States of America. The occult sorcerers, witches, high priests, whatever you want to call them, voodoo doctors, witch doctors, were counselors of the men that ruled this country from the very beginning. They came over on the Mayflower. With the Christians, the devil worshipers came over also. They've always been in power in this country. And here you have a deft, knowledgeable individual who writes, brings these senior executive services into existence. And through Jimmy Carter. And this system was used, has been used, is being used, will continue to be used by Barack Obama, and he will come back into power. You don't need to believe me. I'm not asking you to believe me, but I'm just saying. He made it a lie. He brought it back. He gave life to it. He put the electrodes to it to give it life, just like Frankenstein. One electrode on one side of the brain, the electrode on the other side of the brain, and he threw the switch before he left office. And now Frankenstein is alive. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. There's an article I'm going to jump to. This was out of the GatewayPundit.com. This was out of May 19th. This was 3 days ago. We're going to go to a break in a second, but I'm going to begin with this thing. The author, Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to quote him. We're living in an age of mass deception, distraction, denial of mass brainwashing. We might as well be living in Jonestown, Guyana, and following the orders of Jim Jones. This is how bad it is, and this is out of the GatewayPundit.com, Wayne Root, Friday, May the 19th. And the article, everyone has missed the real revelation of the Durham Report. Obama is the real big guy, quote. Obama is the criminal mastermind. Obama committed treason. Former President Barack Obama, who just spoke recently with CBS News, and you could see it on YouTube. I didn't have time to look it up. It's all Obama, according to Mr. Root. It's always been Obama. Obama is the real big guy. Obama is the real criminal mastermind. He's the head of the snake. Obama was the John Gotti of the U.S. government, overseeing a massive criminal conspiracy. Obama was the head of the Obama crime family. So with that, we're going to continue to talk about senior executive service and the individual that started this system of control, Jimmy Kennedy Carter. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Mead location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The Durham Report. Christ, again, I'm going to emphasize this. He said everything will be brought out that has been done in secret. Durham, don't think that Durham is your friend. This man is just as controlled as all the others. God is using him, has used him. The occult world, I'm not saying that Durham is in the occult, but in the occult world, there's a principle. They must tell you the truth. At some point, they have to disclose the truth. You have free will. You have a right to see what is happening so that you can make a decision. And if you don't want to believe what you see, which is the case with millions and billions of people, in this world that don't want to see the truth about the black flag or the, what's the other term, of the COVID lie. They don't want to see it. They don't want to believe it. Swan, black swan event. They don't want to see it. They don't want to believe it. Durham must, he had to, in spite of the occult world doing everything they could possibly do to probably hinder, stop, stymie, interfere with, negate, what he was doing, they had to allow it. Russia and China made an agreement the first part of this year, or last year actually, a massive, massive declaration that Russia and China are at 100%, they are at war with the globalist West. They're at war with an antichrist system of the West, directed, led by the United States. Massive, massive, incredible document. I'm just astounded by it. The implications of what that meeting and that agreement with Russia and China is and what it was. It's the beginning of the end of empire. It's the end of the unipolar world system that would have, if it hadn't been for these two nations and hadn't been for Vladimir Putin, would have accomplished what Cecil Rhodes set out to do. Own the world. Own it. Control it. Own it. Russia and China. Now the Durham Report. This is just as important, massive, explosive, powerful as the agreement and the treaty with Russia and China. Because this report, every single road, every single action, every evil that was done leads back to Barack Obama and the senior executive service. This is the weapon that is being used against the American people. It is the weapon that is going to destroy the Constitution of this nation. I had told you many times before, there would come a time when Barack Obama would once again begin to make an entrance. He's going to be forced to make an entrance now. He's going to be forced to come out of the shadows, out of his basement, with his occult stuff. He's going to be forced. What's going to force him out is the seventh king in a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. I've talked to you about this riddle for over 2 years, for over almost 4 years since Donald Trump became president the first time. I've talked about Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, and senior executive service. I was at a family get together about 2009, and one of my cousin's wife, believers, asked me a question. Who do I think that the coming, what we term in America and the Christian West, the Antichrist? In Israel, we would have to term the individual as the son of, or would have to be the abomination of desolation. Abomination of desolation. And she asked me who I thought this individual would be. Watching Barack Obama come to power in 2008, the night that it was announced that he would be the Democrat nomination for president in Denver, in this high, occult, powerful, new age, globalist city, Denver, Colorado. I watched that night, and I was convinced. And I told her that there could be no other individual but Barry Satoru who could take that position. That was in 2009, summer. Well, I'm correct. The Durham Report is going to prove it. I'm speaking to the whole audience here. I'm speaking to everyone listening. But I'm speaking especially directly to the Christian people. I'm speaking to you Christian people specifically, because you should know. You should be looking. You need to know. We are so far along in time that the great hardships that Christ said would come are just about upon us. And the Christian people, they're not asleep. They're drugged. They're drugged by the culture, drugged by what America is and the power of her culture. America is a powerful culture. We have decided, the occult world in this nation has decided to destroy the nations of the world through sexual perversion and evil. We are spreading what we are and the evil that we have become to the nations. This is why Russia and China now, even China, as evil as China is, it is putting barricades up to keep American culture out of China. Same with Russia. This is unbelievable. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
I'm going to go on with the report. This is out of the GatewayPundit.com. Everyone has missed the real revelation of the Durham report. Obama is the real big guy. Obama is the criminal mastermind Obama committed the treason. Wayne Root. Going on with the article. The worst part of it all, Obama is still in charge. Obama's pulling the strings. He's the one calling the shots. He's the ventriloquist speaking for the wooden dummy puppet Joe Biden. Obama is the real president of the United States, back for his third term. No, 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 this is where he's mistaken. Donald Trump is still, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, Donald Trump is still the president of the United States. This was a stolen election. Somebody has been removed out of the White House. Someone has been placed in the White House. Not really the White House. It's just a green screen, whatever. Appears to be the White House. Donald Trump, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, these verses, the riddle of the last seven presidents of the United States of America. The riddle of the last seven presidents of the United States of America. Jimmy Carter is the first president in the riddle. The second president is Ronald Reagan. The third president in the riddle is George Bush Sr. The fourth is Bill Clinton. The fifth was George Bush Jr. The sixth, number 666, Barack Obama, Barry Satoru. The seventh king, who must continue a short space, he's commanded to continue by God. He must. Even though they want him out completely, even though they want him out of the political world, even though they want to neutralize him, make him ineffective, he is still the seventh king. God commands he continue for a short space. He won't get eight full years in power. He will get his first term plus additional time. He is still the president of the United States. But Barack Obama, using senior executive service, in the Durham report, you will see all these individuals that Durham talks about, they are all SES. Beautiful Nellie Orr. What an attractive individual. I'm sorry, I shouldn't attack her as a... I'm wrong. That's wrong for me to do that, even though I enjoyed it. But I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that. But I still think she's really devilish. And her husband, and Mueller. Mueller, the son of Heinrich Mueller, one of the Gestapo that was in Adolf Hitler's Germany. Robert Mueller, the son of Heinrich, who came to America on the Operation Paperclip. They bring Robert in as an infant, as a child of a OSS-CIA Operation Paperclip. They brought the wives and the children over to America. That's who Robert, he wasn't born here. He was born overseas, and he was brought into America, to New York, to appear to be born in the, to be an American citizen. To be born here as an American citizen. All of them. Senior Executive Service. Jimmy Carter. Christina Marcy. Sister of Field McConnell, who's been imprisoned because he's been telling the truth. I warned, and he going on to the article, Wayne Root, GatewayPundit.com, Friday, May the 19th. I warned and predicted from the first day Obama appeared on the scene that my old Columbia University classmate was a Manchurian candidate, a radical Marxist put in place by the deep state and the globalist billionaires to destroy America. In my number one best-selling book back in 2013, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, I reported Obama's plan was to boil the frog slowly, to destroy America in small steps, to move so slowly that we wouldn't notice we were being destroyed. But it was too late. Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish the job. Hillary's election was supposed to be the Obama's third term. But God's seventh king, Donald Trump, the noble president, the noble, righteous president, in spite of his past, he came along and ruined the plan. Trump became the first politician in history to beat a rigged election by the hand of God. Everybody said the things that Trump did in that first term couldn't have been done without God being part of it. It's true. He's the seventh king. That's why Hillary and the Democrats were so shocked. Obama rigged it so Hillary could not lose. However, and how did Obama do that? In addition to the usual Democrat tricks of stuffing the ballot box in Democrat-run inner cities with no voter ID, no signature match, Obama spied on the Trump campaign. Trump brought out more working and middle-class voters than any candidate in history. He beat the rig. He won even though Obama spied on him. Even though Obama knew everything Trump was doing and planning, he knew everything. He gave it all to Hillary. So we're going to continue and finish out here the present truth with Rodriguez.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In
every life we have. All right, so to finish up the article, I want you to have access to it. It's a gatewaypundit.com out of Friday, the May 19th issue. Wayne Root, everyone has missed a real revelation of the Durham report. And we don't want to miss that real revelation. Obama is the real big guy. This is why the Durham report is so important. Because in it, you're going to see the power of the senior executive service. Strzok, the Orrs, Mueller, Brennan, everybody involved. The Russia collusion. I remember that debate. I believe it was the second debate. Hillary, hands down, that first debate, Trump knocked her so silly in that debate she couldn't recover. The second debate, she came out as composed as possible. He had her so frustrated, and in it, she finally knew she knew she was going to lose. So what did she do? She mentions Russian collusion, that Trump was part of Russian collusion. She knew she had already seceded. She had already, basically, she knew that God himself had put Donald Trump there to destroy her. You don't have to believe me. I'm telling you. She and Bill are in the occult. Illuminati, powerful. Bill, not as powerful as Hillary. They go to Haiti to have a witch doctor pray over them during the time that Bill's being investigated for all of his criminal activities. Why? Because they look to the occult for their power. It's not hidden. It is open for everybody to see, because Christ said everything will be brought out for to be this, to be analyzed, everything disclosed, to be viewed, so that people can objectively look at the truth, the facts. By the second debate, Hillary knew the hand of God was on it. I know, because she's in the occult, and people in the occult that had come out of the occult in my past, they would tell me the power of even the prophets in the covens. They knew when God was going to allow somebody to be free from the coven, which should never be free, because God would speak to them, tell them, this person, you have to let go. She knew the God of heaven was against her. She knew it. She knew she wasn't going to win. If you could sit down with her and she could be honest, she would tell you what I'm telling you. The occult world knew. I believe Obama knew. By the third debate, it was over. But already, the die had been cast. Russia collusion was going to be the tool to interfere with Donald Trump's first term in office. He's still the president of this country. He's just not in the White House. He's still being effective out there. They are still very afraid of him, because they know the hand of God is still with him, whether we or you or anyone wants to believe it or not. The hand of God is still with us upon this seventh president of the United States for a while longer. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll visit some more. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information, so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.